Hi, it's Amy. I'm with Think Creative. I'm here today to welcome you to the Vision Hyundai podcast. This is the very first episode of the Vision Hyundai podcast. We're excited to be able to bring you all kinds of insights and information about this store, which is located in Alamogordo, New Mexico. And I'm here with Matt. Matt works on their website, and he works closely with them, and he is going to share all kinds of tips and information with us. Hi, Matt.
How are you?
I'm excellent. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Glad to hear it. So, Matt,
Yeah.
I was thinking, going to the car dealership, always a fun time for everybody, right?
That's what they
Everybody
say.
enjoys that, right? But if, like, let's say, I'm in the market for a new car.
Right.
I'm always in the market for a new car, but let's say I'm, really wanting to go and get something new and tired of my old vehicle, I'm ready for a change. What should I do to get ready for that event, like the event of purchasing a new vehicle? What do I need to start thinking about and preparing for and doing?
I think first and foremost, you should give yourself the time. So this is like the pre-gaming, and this is, giving yourself the time to do some research on what it is that you're looking for and the reasons why you're looking for that particular type of vehicle, right? So you could be just, someone that commutes a whole lot to work, so you might want a gas saver. You might be the type that does a lot of side jobs, so maybe you just need like a big truck, something rugged, then you'd have to look into that. Maybe if you've got a family, you're probably going to need something more roomy, a lot more spacious for the children and any activities that come along with that. And then of course, looking into your own personal finances, with yourself or with your spouse, and just, make sure that you're going to stay within your means and kind of not get too excited on trying to get a vehicle that ultimately you're not going to be able to get into or get forward. You don't want to put yourself in a bad position. So those are a couple of things that you should be doing prior to even visiting a dealer.
Very good advice. Very good advice. I appreciate that a lot. So w when it comes time to get a little deeper into it, and I want to do a little more research on the kind of vehicle that I want to get,
Yeah.
where can I find out more about Hyundai or other comparable cars, brands? Where do I do my research? Where do I really dig in?
Yeah, I would just start with doing a Google search. Just, hop on or whatever your favorite search engine is, hop on Google, Bing, any of that stuff, and just, type in the vehicle that you're looking for. If we were looking for, let's just say, a Hyundai Elantra, you'll get all the latest information, obviously. Maybe anything that has to do with some technology that's coming, anything like that. But then you can also find some of those other websites like the Edmunds.com or even KBB.com to talk about these specific vehicles. And what they like to do is, break down each feature, one by one. But then they also kind of give you something to compare it to. So that's an excellent way to do your homework on the vehicle that you're looking for. Keep track of some of the scores that they're getting as far as safety goes, if it is a fuel efficient car. So definitely you could do that. And then you can also just visit the store's website. I mean, honestly, we do have a ton of information on there regarding our vehicles. You could see what's on the lot currently, so you'll know if we have the vehicle that you are searching for. And then we can, share the specs with you on our site as well. So just visit visionhyundai.com and you'll get all the answers that you need.
Seems like really good advice. I really appreciate that insight.
Yeah.
So speaking of the things that you want to do before you come in to the dealership, should I get pre-approved before coming?
Pre-approval is something that's not necessary, but it is something that can absolutely help you. And I think if you do have the ability to get pre-approval from maybe your bank or, anywhere else, it is just going to help you. It's almost as if you go in there and it kind of sets the expectations for you. So you already know I was pre-approved for X amount of dollars. So you know that you're not going to be looking at anything that goes above that. One thing to keep in mind, though, is that along with those pre-approvals, you also have that pre-approved interest rate. Now, the good thing about the folks at Vision Hyundai is that they may, you know, they welcome that, honestly. If you come in there and you say, hey, here's my letter of pre-approval, they'll look over everything for you. They'll look at your interest rate and the amount that you're qualified for, and they'll look at what vehicle you were actually coming in there to get. So after they sit down with you and they review all that stuff, if it's in their power to beat what you have on that pre-approval, then you're not stuck with having to use that pre-approval from your bank. In other words, if our dealers can assist you and get you a better deal, then you have the option to go with our deal, which, I mean, obviously anybody would want to go with the better deal, obviously. So, yeah, don't be afraid to get that stuff. It might take a little bit of time for you to get pre-approved, you know, having to go into your bank and fill out all this information. But it's absolutely not going to hurt you at all.
Great info. Thanks for that. Yeah, no really, worries. I think that's a good insight and good advice for any consumer. So speaking of good insight and good advice, I was thinking, is this really the right time of year to buy a car?
Well, you know, if you are in the market, I think now is honestly a really good time. And I say that because, you know, we'll see ads all over the place, whether it be on television or just online somewhere, even on radio, things like that. You'll get the big events that are happening for Labor Day, right? But then after that Labor Day, you're thinking, well, now everything is priced back up. But one thing to keep in mind as a consumer is that after Labor Day, the dealerships are kind of looking at the leftover inventory. So they're trying to get ready for bringing in the new year. 2019s are coming. 2019 vehicles are super exciting. We have more upgrades, little things as far as the interiors of the car, the infotainment centers, more safety features on the way, more fuel efficiency. There's all types of technology that are coming up in 2019, and we just got to clear out our 2018 vehicles. So that's something to keep in mind. When people are trying to get rid of those 2018 vehicles, they're not going to turn down any offer that's reasonable. So this is a perfect time for you to get there and really just put it out there on the table. This is what I'm looking for. This is how much I can afford. I got to stay within these means. And surely there's going to be a dealer out there that can help you out with that.
Love that. Love that. So it's a good time to buy a car. What about Hyundai? What kind of Hyundai vehicles do you think I should be looking at if I'm in the market?
Well, for one, I think you should be looking at, you know, are you looking for a new vehicle? Are you looking for a pre-owned vehicle? And then just decide what it is in your personal life. I mean, are we looking for like an SUV? Are we looking for, you know, just a small car to get us to work and back? Or what is it?
Oh, okay. I'm looking for just a small car to get me to work and back. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we have small cars like a Hyundai Accent that could get you from work and back, and it actually looks good too.
You
want something a little bit more than that, a little bit more room than what you get in the Accent, you might want to look into an Elantra. You know, and those are both sedan type vehicles, so you can get them in a four door. And they're all fuel efficient. You should know that Hyundai has done a lot of research. They've actually been, you know, they've had grants that were awarded to them, and they've used that money to actually work on more fuel efficient vehicles and motors that they'll be using in a lot of their upcoming vehicles. And you could actually read about that. We do have some blogs posted about that on the Vision Hyundai website. But that's one thing that Hyundai as a brand, as a manufacturer, has really tried to stay up on. So fuel efficiency is just huge. And you look at where we're at right now in the economy, and gas prices are starting to go up a little bit. So that is one thing that people should keep in mind. A fuel efficient car, if you're looking for one of those, but actually look good while you're driving a fuel efficient car, it gets no better than Hyundai. I promise you that.
Great. Well, I guess we have to consider Hyundai then.
You should. Yeah, absolutely.
Anything you want to mention about what's going on at the store or?
Well, we just had our recent tent sale event, and that went on for actually a few days. It happened last weekend. It was a huge success. We actually got a lot of people coming in, and they looked at, you know, our Hyundai lineup. We also have other brands that we sell as well. So the Fords, the Lincolns, there was so much out there, man. We got to meet a lot of people. We live in a really homey type of area of New Mexico. So, you know, a lot of us are already, yeah, friends outside of work and things like that. So it was nice to see some old friends and even some new faces and just helping those people get into a vehicle that's going to suit their needs. You know, because we have such a hometown feel around here, it really is a small area. We never like to give a bad deal to anybody, you know, so we try to keep good intentions for everyone in the area. So the tent sale was a huge success. It helped us out doing that. We helped a lot of people. It was great fun. We even got our sales people. Some of our sales team actually got on some social media, and they got to film themselves, which was something they're not really used to. So it was kind of cool to see them kind of break out of their shell a little bit, do a little song and dance about the tent sale. They didn't really do a song and dance, but they did.
Okay.
They did smile. They did talk on the camera, so it was kind of cool to see that.
So can we look forward to a song and dance next time?
We could try, man. We could try. The holidays are coming, so hopefully they're in a cheery mood, and maybe we can get them to do a little jingle. But no promises from me.
All right. Well, that's some good information. It's always nice to think that a dealership is invested in their community. And that you really, like you said, mentioned, have good intentions towards your customers. It's very important.
Yeah, that's really our intention throughout. And I'm sorry if I'm rambling a little bit, but it's really just it's our goal here at the store. We like the hometown feel. We like what we're doing here. And it's really been embedded in us through our owner, Michael Martin. So he's kind of just, you know, let us know that we want to be transparent in everything that we do. We do want to be honest with all of our deals, all of our clients and customers, and all of our coworkers as well. Yeah, he really takes care of us like family, and that's really what we do for our customers here. Again, it's a small town. We love everyone here, and we mean that genuinely. So if you ever come to the store, you can say hi to any of us. We absolutely love this town, and we love what we have to offer.
Wow. I got chills listening to you talk about that. So if consumers are coming in to buy a car, like we talked about, do you have any more tips for them, things they should be considering, what they should be looking out for? You know, maybe something they hadn't thought about before.
Well, I mean, I'm not sure how many people are actually out there, you know, looking at the website itself, visionhyundai.com. It's a perfect place to get information, whether it's, you know, a specific vehicle that you're looking for, maybe even just to service a vehicle that you already have. I mean, aside from knowing what our hours are, you can also take a look at some specials that we have in the service department. If you wanted to schedule a service appointment and you make an appointment, so that way you don't have to be waiting all day. You can do that straight from the website. And even when it comes to ordering parts or accessories for your car, we really do make it easy. So if you can hop online, you can see any type of specials, any deals, anything that you got to take care of at the dealership, you can do all that stuff in advance, and hopefully it just makes the whole process go a little smoother. You can also take a look at our social media from the website. If there's things that you want to share, you can go on there, and it's an easy just click of a button, and you'll be sent to, you know, our Facebook, our Twitter, whatever it is that you're looking to get to. So there's a lot of options on that site. I just recommend checking it out.
All right. And you said that was visionhyundai.com?
That's the one.
All right. Well, I know everybody's going to be rushing to do that right now as they hear. So good words, good words. Anything else you want to share?
No, that was it. But I do appreciate the time. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining us. And stay tuned for next month's episode of A Vision Hyundai Podcast.
Sounds good. Thank you.
This episode of the podcast was brought to you by the Martin Automotive Group. Martin Automotive Group is dedicated to delivering automotive excellence while providing both unprecedented customer service and an extraordinary workplace environment. They have dealerships in New Mexico, Arizona, and California filled with dedicated automotive professionals ready to serve your needs. Also, special thanks to the team at Think Creative. Think Creative is a full-service digital marketing agency offering businesses of all types forward-thinking campaigns, including video marketing, social media, web development, and SEO. Visit youthinkcreative.com for all your digital marketing needs.